Glad you can join us for Hope at Home today. I'm Willie Oliver.
And I'm Elaine Oliver. We are delighted to be with you today. You know, it's hard to believe that we're still living with COVID-19, and it's become very easy for us to take it for granted. But we need to stay alert, keep wearing our face masks, washing our hands regularly, and keeping physically distant.
So, as many school districts are making decisions about opening school, a big question parents are grappling with right now is how students can go back to school safely while COVID-19 is still with us. And while parents are concerned, many children and adolescents are also feeling anxious and worried about returning to school.
Today, we will address some of your questions and hopefully calm some fears and concerns about returning to school. Above all, we believe that God is still in control, and He promises wisdom and peace for all our problems.
Before we get into our topic today, we're going to pray. Let's pray.
Dear God, we thank you for giving us new life and new mercies again this morning.
And thank you that we can always trust you. Regardless of the circumstances, we can trust you. And so we pray for parents, for children, and others who are concerned about this topic today. Help us to know that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we can trust you. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen. So as we begin our topic today, we want to be clear that we are not getting into a debate about whether or not or when schools should reopen. Today, we are specifically discussing the questions, concerns, and fears that parents and their children have regarding the prospect of returning to school during COVID-19. Anxiety in parents, in children, and adolescents is rising as families grapple with this pending reality. So my first response to all of you, to everybody, is to just breathe. Inhale. Exhale and repeat. And we need to keep doing this deep breathing to help us to remain calm.
You know, all of us have different ways in which we respond to crises. We experience different feelings in the process of responding to crisis. Some parents and children may feel excitement and anxiety all at the same time. While others may feel stressed and anxious. You know, it's important to first acknowledge your thoughts and feelings and recognize there is no right way of responding. It is simply your way.
That is exactly right. And once you acknowledge these feelings, and I'm specifically speaking now about parents, then you will be better equipped to manage your children's feelings. This is a really good time to practice the PPC.
Yes, indeed.
Pause, pray, and choose. I believe that more than ever, we need to pause and pray and ask God for wisdom as we navigate the uncharted waters of COVID-19 and all that comes with it. We all need an extra serving of the fruit of the Spirit to keep our homes safe and cultivate an environment of love, care, and affection. A little bit of heaven on earth, if you will.
Absolutely. Then we can all use a little bit of heaven these days with anxiety still rising and with some places going back into lockdown after being open. Everyone needs to say a little prayer. Everyone needs to have that anxiety go down. Everyone needs to pause, pray,
and choose.
So hopefully you're all still choosing a fruit of the Spirit. Yes, an edible fruit. And also one that comes from the fruit of the Spirit. When we say picking a fruit, not only are we talking about a nutritious fruit, a banana, an apple, pineapple, some kind of fruit that will in fact have antioxidants, but we also want to pick a fruit of the Spirit. Like we have mentioned before, Elaine and I like to pick a different fruit every day. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control, and focus on living on that fruit throughout the day. As Galatians 5, 22 and 23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Truly, we need to be picking a fruit of the Spirit every day. So as we live our lives, we're living in a way that pleases God, because after all, despite all the pressures that we're feeling, with despite all the voices, different voices that are speaking to this issue, we need to hear the voice of God. And it's a voice that helps us to pick a fruit that will help us to live for Him.
Now, a few weeks ago on this show, we shared that idea about picking a different fruit, each one of us. Right. But I have another idea for our families. Maybe one member can pick a fruit for the entire family to live out that day, or the family can vote on the fruit of the day. Well, it doesn't matter how you do it. What we're suggesting is that you just pick a fruit and live it out in your homes. Keeping peace in your home is one of the best ways to help manage the anxiety that's coming about for everyone during this time. When we are calm, we are better able to think and make wise decisions.
Self-care is also very important for adults and for parents. Eating healthy foods, drinking lots of water, and exercising regularly are essential for good physical and mental health. And of course, we want to be physically and mentally healthy. But if you feel that your anxiety level is beyond normal, you may want to schedule an appointment with your physician or with a trusted counselor, because these days they're doing lots of telehealth. Don't even have to leave your home. Don't even have to go to an office. Just get on the screen with a camera on it and have a conversation with someone on the other side of the screen.
Absolutely. It's really much easier today to have these appointments. And so we really do recommend that if you're feeling that your anxiety levels are rising beyond the point of using the PPC or what you're trying to do at home, it's really important that you seek help from a professional. So let's talk about why going back to a so-called normal is challenging for so many people. There are many reasons why families are concerned about going back to school or coming out of the quarantine. And one of the issues that we see emerging in the voices, the cumulative voices of people, is the whole notion of the grief, the loss of about the changes in lifestyle, because
the loss of normalcy.
That's right.
What used to be normal.
So it's interesting that we're saying we're going back to normal, but it really isn't a normal. It is a COVID new normal. Yes. And so there's this grief, there's this loss of what our lives used to be.
And may never get back to being.
And so there is a grief process that people are needing to go through, but for some reason, we're not yet accepting the fact. Mm-hmm. You know, we're still kind of on hold, hoping that we will go back to what life was before. Another reason why people are experiencing anxiety is that for many of our children, returning to pre-COVID-19 stresses might take them back into bullying at school, social pressures, social isolation. Some of our kids may not have totally felt comfortable in school. And so quarantine for some children was safe
and healthy. And a welcome change, if you will.
Right. And secure for them being in the family. And so for them, life was better in isolation. There was more time with family, more time with mom and dad being home, more time with siblings. Even if your kids are fighting, believe it or not, they are probably feeling safe and secure being at home with the whole family.
Of course, we know that this was not the case for everyone, and not everyone has two parents, and not everyone has siblings that they get along with and want to spend the day with. But we are saying that this is a reality for a number of individuals. So it's not all everything or nothing, you know, it's a mixed bag. So here are some ways in which you can support a worried child and even a worried adult as we grapple with this whole issue of going back to school and whether to go or not to go. Be interested.
Or even going back to work.
That's correct, because people are going back in different phases. And even in these phases, there are still wearing masks in some places. There's still no vaccine for COVID-19. So people are a little anxious. So we're saying to the adults, we're saying to the parents, be interested and curious in your conversation with your children. Create opportunities to talk with your children, perhaps during a walk around the neighborhood when you're walking, maybe during lunchtime, or playing a favorite game, or having some downtime, or perhaps at bedtime. Ask open-ended questions, which allow the child or young person to respond in a way that feels right for them, rather than a closed-ended question, which is a yes or no question that tends to have an obvious right answer or a wrong answer, which can stop the child or young person from elaborating on their answer. Also, we would suggest that you practice active listening so you can better understand your child's thoughts and feelings. For example, if you're going to practice active listening, one of the things they suggest is when you're speaking to your child or to your teenager, hopefully you will square off with them. You'll sit in front of them and you will lean forward when they're asking questions. Or you may say, "So I'm hearing you say," so that they know that you're actually hearing what they're saying. You want to normalize and validate their feelings, you know. This means letting them know that what they are feeling is normal. Other people may feel the same way and that there's nothing wrong with their feelings. Feelings are just that, feelings. They're not wrong or right. They're your feelings. And what needs to be happening here between parents and children right now is spending time listening to each other, especially parents listening to children who might be anxious about what's about to take place, so that they know that you're interested. For example, you might say to them, "It must be hard to have so many worries, but it's normal to worry about getting sick when you go back to school." Help them limit exposure to media. If they're younger, this might include reducing their exposure to the news. If they're older, perhaps teenagers, it might mean helping them to critically think about media messages they are exposed to, or making sure they're accessing reputable sources. For your teenagers, begin by asking them to spend 30 minutes less a day online and do something that doesn't require a screen. You can even work on an arts and craft project together. You can make puzzles together, put together a puzzle together, or a number of things like that. Anything that will get you to work with them in an active way that doesn't include screen time. You want to get their minds onto something else, a different place, so that in fact their minds are thinking differently and they're more relaxed and they're less anxious.
Absolutely. Some more ways in which we can help reduce our children's anxiety and worry is to create a plan around transitioning. Planning can help alleviate some anxiety, especially fear of the unknown. So having a plan for the first day of school can help. So you can take small steps to reintegrate into society and help them see what that would look like. How would it feel? You know, you can even act out some of these scenarios so that you can help them navigate how they would manage their emotions. Some fears can be alleviated with small, controlled exposures. So, for instance, you might want to take a quick trip to the supermarket with your kids. Now, many of you are already doing that, but we also know that there are many families that have not gone out. And so the children are really feeling very anxious. Or you can organize to have a get together with one friend in the park or at your home outside, whatever is allowed and whatever you feel comfortable with, but just something to begin to help your child reintegrate into social settings.
In other words, what I'm hearing you say, Elaine, is taking small steps as
you move
toward that big step, that next big step of doing something you haven't done for a long time.
Absolutely.
And that people have been talking about.
Absolutely. And there might be some viewers who are saying, wow, you know, because their kids might be just rolling with things. But we have spoken with many kids who are very anxious, families who have children who are very anxious, very nervous about COVID and catching the virus or passing the virus on to their parents or grandparents. Mm-hmm. And they have voiced these concerns. And so we need to take this very seriously and not ignore what they are saying and what they're going through.
Keep in mind that some people have, in fact, caught the virus, and some people have been very ill, and there are children who've had parents who've been very ill. So they're very afraid and very anxious about what the possibility might be that they will catch COVID as well. It's not over. It's still around. There's no vaccine. So it is normal. It is natural for a level of anxiety to be present.
Absolutely. So you can also problem solve some of these concerns together. And a lot of people have said that their main fears about returning to school really revolve around bullying or conflict with their friends, or even some of the school study related stress that might have been there before.
Yes.
Now it's even heightened because you're managing not just school stress, but also the virus stress. And so there's a lot of anxiety about going out. So again, you know, work on having conversations with your children. It's very important, and listening to them and not trying to deny or minimize what they are going through. And I am simply amazed as to how much children and teenagers are really feeling the stress of this this virus. And so it should not be underestimated. And we want to really encourage you as parents, families, to be positive. I know that many parents and adults who are not parents are feeling very down, very negative, worried. Try your best to be positive. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 17:22, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. And this is so true. So try to focus on positive things, read uplifting scripture, read positive books, look at things that are uplifting and positive. And that's why we, again, really encourage that you set how much time you're going to watch the news and then turn it off. Like, try to reduce the time that you're spending watching the news. Try not to over-exaggerate that things are going to get better, because you don't know that. But you can talk about how there is a potential for things to get better, and they will get better.
You also need to model coping strategies that you use as an adult when feeling stressed. All of us feel stressed at some point or the other, and modeling how you cope. You know, share how you find peace in praying. Share how God helps you to overcome all the challenges related to negative feelings, which we all have at various times in our lives. This is a good time to share your favorite Bible verses, favorite Bible stories, and testimonies from close friends and family. I know that as a child, one of my favorite texts was found in the book of Psalms, chapter 34 and verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamped around those who fear him and delivered them. Oh, that was a text that just brought so much peace to my heart. So whatever your favorite text is, your favorite promise, you know, you can recite that and share it with your children so that they too will feel the peace that you feel when you share this kind, these texts, these Bible promises.
And encourage them to find their own text, just as you were saying that you found this text that gave you so much comfort. So encourage your children to find Bible texts that will bring comfort to them.
Absolutely. You also want to reestablish sleep routines if necessary. You know, if you've gotten out of that routine, help your child return to their normal sleep routine in the weeks before school starts again, because what may have happened is that as the weeks have gone by, you have gotten out of a routine. You want to get back in your routine. The more routine there is, the easier it will be to normalize what's coming up ahead.
Right. And pay close attention to what your child is saying or not saying. Teenagers are often reluctant to express their fears because they believe it's childish or that they can handle it on their own. So be on the lookout in your children, your teenagers, for a significant change in their mood that lasts longer than a few days. You know, some of you may say your child is moody, but if you notice that it's going on day after day after day, you want to watch for those signs. And some of these other signs may include low energy, withdrawal from social contact with friends, difficulty concentrating, and being very tearful. Also, a significant change in weight, either an increase or decrease, or a change in appetite could be affecting some mental health, or could be an indication of some mental health struggles. Also, tiredness lasting for more than a few days may indicate changes in sleep patterns, which may also be linked to mental health concerns. And if they have unusual angry outbursts that seem out of character. So we know that sometimes teenagers have angry outbursts, but we're talking about unusual outbursts that may be out of character that you want to watch for. So we're not saying that you should diagnose your children as having a mental health issue, but be on the lookout to see if they have some of these changes in their behavior. And then if they do, you might want to call their pediatrician or your physician.
Look, folks, we've never been through anything like this before, and so we will have to adjust and adapt old methods or simply develop new methods as we move forward. Here's what we mean by this. Most of us have a paradigm of parenting that we either inherited from our parents, learned from a parenting class, friends or social media, or made up our own philosophy of parenting based on all of the above. Up until now, it has been working relatively well. Or has it really been working?
Aha. I see where you're going with this. We have become used to doing things by rote or just by our own plans, believing in our hearts that it is the right thing to do for our children and for our family. However, perhaps it is time for us to consider a rearrangement of our priorities, or even explore, with the leading of the Holy Spirit, new and different priorities. I recently read about one family that had never considered homeschooling, you know, the type of homeschooling that was before COVID. But as they grappled with decisions about sending their children back to school, they have put this list of on the list of possible solutions.
I imagine they will have to rearrange their pre-COVID lives in order to accommodate this option. Now, we're not suggesting that homeschooling would be an option for everyone, but what we're saying is that we should be open to new ways of thinking that may require a substantial change in the way we've been managing our family life before COVID. Remember that the things that are most important to us should never fall at the mercy of the things of lesser importance. It's all about living by our values. And we are at that juncture of making value-based decisions that will not only impact our children and family life today or tomorrow, but for eternity.
Absolutely. So as we close, we want to say that all of what we're talking about today are challenging issues. And it's difficult for parents to navigate these issues. But just keep in mind that there's no cookie cutter solution to what's happening in your home. While you may get some general advice, ultimately, your decision should be what is best for your family. And of course, making sure that you comply with your local jurisdictions in regards to schooling.
Be sure to remain prayerful and allow God to do more than you can ask, think, or imagine. In the book of Psalms, chapter 50 and verse 15, the word of God says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me." God promises to deliver us so that in the very end, we can give honor and glory to his name. After all, that's what living is about for those of us who are people of faith who love God. May this be your experience in the coming weeks as you prayerfully make your decision. Thank you for watching.